are you alright? Keeping occupied. Are you safe? Are you sound?
That's how Charlotte Dos Santos greets you in her new album called Morpho. The Brazilian Norwegian singer-songwriter blends themes of relationships and identity with sounds of jazz and bossa nova rhythms. Charlotte Dos Santos joins us now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So can you start by telling us what Morpho means literally and what it means to you?
So Morpho stems from the butterfly Morpho didius, which is that bright iridescent blue butterfly that you find in the Amazon and some other places in Latin America. So it's kind of native to the tropical forests of Brazil particularly. So it's kind of a nod to my Brazilian heritage.
Let's listen to the song Away From You. This song is a vibe, so especially when you get to that hook. I mean, and it's all about a love song, who you fiending yes. for, who you own, the only one you want. So tell me about what space you were when you were writing that.
I mean, most of the album was actually written during lockdown. So it's kind of been a compilation of different processes and different writing times of my life, but for this song, it was just really kind of what I was doing that day. I just remember being with my partner and we were biking and I was like, you know, I want to make something that's kind of lighthearted and funny and cute and kind of like try a new approach to writing music and being more playful with it than maybe I have in the past.
Obviously, during lockdown, everything was very, very heavy. Yeah. Was it almost like an escape or wanting to give people a way to not have to feel so heavy all the time, to get some lightness in their life?
Definitely. Because I remember the album itself initially was supposed to be called Metamorphosis. And then I ended up scratching the song called Metamorphosis, and the album kind of started morphing into something else, and that's kind of how I landed on the name Morpho. So I wanted, you know, the music to be a little more happy and light, I think, as a contrast to everything that was going on in the world. Subconsciously, if anything, me trying to be like, okay, I have to put some lightness in my days.
I mean, that's a big decision to kind of scrap what you were working on and kind of start all over. What was the thing that made you say, okay, I got to do something different?
Honestly, it sounds like a hard thing to do, but it was just really necessary because this album was really taking shape so well and it was coming together just kind of perfectly, but it definitely was different than what I initially had thought was going to kind of come out. I still feel like I kept true to what I needed to say and still bring forward the message of transformation.
We mentioned that one of the big themes on this album is identity, and that really comes through in this song, Filha do Sol. Let's listen to a little bit of it.
The sunrise across the far east, she feels the wind like a gentle breeze. She tickles her skin and the hair that she got from her.
I'm hearing your Afro-Brazilian roots here. Can you tell me about what you were exploring in the song?
For me, I just wanted to have the elements that really feels like Brazil to me. And being Afro-Brazilian, you know, obviously Brazil has a lot of Afro influence and the music and the drumming and everything. So it kind of, it was a natural thing to add these elements into the music, and it's kind of based off of a song that I really like by a Brazilian artist called Edu Lobo, and this song is really called O Açoite Bateu, which means The Whip is Beating. So it was kind of like a song that had this chant that I wanted to make a twist on and kind of reclaim it in a way.
You grew up in Norway. What was that experience like for you? I mean, being Afro-Brazilian, like, were you able to find community to know more about Brazil and your roots there?
Well, not necessarily. I think it was kind of a lonely experience, but I had music, and my father he lives in Norway as well with me, so I, you know, learned through him, and I always had him as like kind of my library, and, you know, he was kind of the source for me to learn about Brazil, because I didn't go there a lot when I was growing up. But I think music really helped for me to figure out what is Brazil to me and what does it mean.
You've lived in so many places. You have all these different relationships to different types of music. So how do you try to tie all of that together in this album?
I think all experiences kind of help shape us, you know, become who we are. And sometimes it's just subconsciously. And I kind of just want to let things flow and not think too much when I write music and when I produce. So I'm very visceral. Everything kind of happens in my head, and I hear things. And I think what I've learned and experienced in my life is kind of, it just naturally, it comes out in my music. And then kind of listening to a lot of different music from all over the world. I don't really have a no genre. I just, whatever it is, as long as I find connection to it, it can be anything, really.
That's Charlotte Dos Santos. Her new album is Morpho. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Time to wake up, rise and shine. Let me hear what's on your mind. I'll do your hair.